This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3863 for Wednesday, the 24th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled HP, our episode about ChatGPT, produced by ChatGPT. It is the 70th show of Mr. X and is about 9 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this article I gave ChatGPT a prompt, and it produced an HPR episode about ChatGPT.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and as usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Just pick up something to record on, a phone, a tablet, a PC, whatever. It's really quite easy, and I've gone to a lot of effort to make it easy. We've always got a shortage of shows. If all the listeners contributed one show a year, we'd have more shows and we'd know what to do with. So why don't you just send in a show? It's you might even quite enjoy it. So this is part two of my ChatGPT episode. Incidentally, I was quite surprised how long it took to pull together part one, as I had to do all the work creating the show notes. Part two should be a lot quicker, since most of the work, including the formatting the article and markdown, was done by ChatGPT itself. The following article was produced by ChatGPT. It was produced from the following prompt. The prompt itself was mostly written by ChatGPT with minimal input from myself. The prompt took me 10 minutes to produce. Refer to my previous episode, HPR, whatever it will be when it comes out, I suppose. So the prompt was, create a Hacker Public Radio podcast episode exploring the history and application of ChatGPT, an artificial intelligence language model developed by OpenAI. ChatGPT has become increasingly popular due to its ability to understand and generate human-like text, and its applications span a wide range of industries and fields. In this episode, we will dive into the development of ChatGPT, including who created it and when. We will explore the technology behind it and how it has evolved over time. We will also provide clear and concise examples of how ChatGPT can be used in various industries and fields, such as customer services, content creation, and chatbots. For example, ChatGPT can be used to generate personalised responses to customer inquiries in real time, create high quality content for websites and social media platforms, and power chatbots that can assist with a wide range of tasks. Additionally, we will highlight the benefits and limitations of using ChatGPT, including its ability to learn and adapt to user inputs and the potential ethical concerns surrounding its use. As ChatGPT continues to grow in popularity, it is important to consider the implications of using AI technology that can generate human-like text, such as the potential for bias and misinformation. To provide listeners with more information, we will include relevant web links such as the official OpenAI website and articles about the latest developments in ChatGPT technology. Provide real-world examples of how ChatGPT has been used in various industries and fields. Discuss the potential future applications of ChatGPT and where the technology may be headed. Address any common misconceptions or concerns about the use of AI language models like ChatGPT. This episode will cater to a general audience while also diving into more technical detail for listeners with Linux, IT and programming experience. The episode will be approximately 1,000 words long. Format the article using Markdown as required. So that was a prompt that was supplied to ChatGPT. As I say, most of it was created by itself. I think I just wrote a couple of sentences and that was it. Refer to my previous episode, part one. So, here's the episode created by ChatGPT, all nicely formatted in Markdown. HPR episode exploring ChatGPT. Introduction. In recent years, Artificial intelligence, AI, has become an increasingly popular topic in various industries and fields. One such example is ChatGPT, an OpenAI language model developed by OpenAI. ChatGPT has the ability to understand and generate human-like text, making it a powerful tool for customer services, content creation, and chatbots. In this episode, we will dive into the history and application of ChatGPT. History of ChatGPT. ChatGPT was first introduced in 2018 by OpenAI. It is part of a series of AI language models known as the ChatGPT series, with GPT standing for General Pre-trained Transformer. ChatGPT was developed using a deep learning technique called a transformer neural network, which allows it to produce large amounts of text and generate coherent responses. Applications of ChatGPT. Customer service. ChatGPT can be used to generate personalized responses to customer inquiries in real time. This can save companies time and money by automating the customer service process. ChatGPT can also learn from previous interactions to improve its responses over time. Content creation. ChatGPT can create high-quality content for websites and social media platforms. For example, it can be used to write product descriptions, social media posts, and even entire articles. Chatbots. ChatGPT can produce chatbots that can assist with a range of tasks. For example, it can be used to schedule appointments, answer common questions, and even provide emotional support. Benefits and limitations of ChatGPT. Benefits. One of the main benefits of ChatGPT is its ability to learn and adapt to user inputs. This allows it to generate personalized responses that are tailored to each individual user. ChatGPT can also process large amounts of text quickly, making it a useful tool for companies that need to generate a lot of content. Limitations. However, there are some limitations to using ChatGPT. One potential concern is the potential for bias and misinformation. Since ChatGPT learns from existing text, it may pick up biases or inaccuracies that exist in the data it is trained on. Additionally, there is a risk that ChatGPT may generate inappropriate or offensive responses if it is not properly monitored. Future applications of ChatGPT. ChatGPT has already been used in a variety of industries and fields, but there is still a lot of potential for future applications. For example, it could be used to power virtual assistants that are even more intelligent and personalised than current offerings. It could also be used to generate more sophisticated chatbots that can assist with complex tasks. Common misconceptions and concerns. One common misconception about ChatGPT is that it is a threat to human jobs. While it is true that ChatGPT can automate certain tasks, it is unlikely to replace humans entirely. Instead, it is more likely to augment human abilities and make certain tasks more efficient. Another concern is the ethical implications of using AI language models like ChatGPT. It is important to ensure that the data used to train ChatGPT is diverse and free from bias. Additionally, important to ensure that ChatGPT is used responsibly and not used for misinformation or harm individuals. Conclusion. ChatGPT is a powerful tool that has the potential to revolutionise customer service, content creation and chatbots. While there are some limitations and concerns associated with its use, the benefits of using ChatGPT are clear. As the technology continues to evolve, it is important to consider the ethical implications and ensure that it is used responsibly. For more information on ChatGPT, visit the official OpenAI website at https://openai. And that concludes the episode written by ChatGPT. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrx@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio.
at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.